not only know the word. See, we taught the word. We preach the word. We sing the word. We can quote the word. But to the world, to someone that needs deliverance, to someone that needs to come out of the world, to someone that needs to be saved, can they look upon us as Peter and John told the man at the pool of Bethesda? Look upon us. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. That is the church going into the world with the word. In our mind, it's not just the scriptures and not just knowledge. It's not scriptures that we know and we've learned since we were children and grew up with them in church. But in our transformed mind, what we believe, oh, hallelujah, about the scriptures, in the scriptures, from the scriptures, transforms into godly behavior. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this book we call the Bible is filled from, as the old people would say, kiva to kiva. I haven't found out what that means other than from cover to cover. Genesis to Revelations. It tells us about God the Holy Father, Jesus his Son, and the Holy Spirit. That Jesus walked off the page of the Old Testament right into the New Testament to come and give us knowledge, understanding, and above all, that the knowledge and understanding we have transforms our mind, and what we believe from Scripture is transformed into godly behavior. How about you today? How about you today? Has the scriptures been the knowledge that you have of the scriptures? You believe it. And have your behavior been transformed into godly behavior as a result of the knowledge you have and belief you have of the scriptures? Don't just read. Don't just study. Don't just pick up your Bible on Sunday morning when you're headed out for church. Or because you're getting ready, because maybe you realize it's Sunday and this is the day you should be doing something about God, something to do with Jesus. Oh, my brothers and sisters. But pick up that book and be intimate with the scriptures and know that this book is your very life. For Jesus did say, search the scriptures for how you might obtain eternal life. This book is your very life. It's imperative. It's necessary. All of the adjectives I can think of that I can come for, it's essential. It's necessary. It's imperative. That we not only read for knowledge's sake, we not only read out of habit, we not only read because that's what we do as believers, but that what we read, we believe. And because we believe it, our minds are transformed, and what is in our minds that we believe is transformed into godly behaviors. The Bible says, lie not one to another. The scripture says, love one another. The scripture says, do not defraud one another. The scripture tells us to love God and make him your only God. It tells us to do good. It instructs us on daily living. Do we believe it? Do we believe what we read? Do we believe the knowledge we have of the scriptures? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. And because we believe it, if we believe it, then that belief must be transformed into behavior. My brothers and my sisters, Let us today know that 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 and Romans 12 and 2 instructs us, encourages us, admonishes us that we must transform what we believe in Scripture by the renewing of our minds into godly behavior. God bless you. I'm your guest host today, Reverend E. June Addison, and it has been such an awesome blessing. And I thank Sister Barbara for the opportunity to come and bring you God's blessed word today.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Over and over, over. testament of my heart, God. So I'm crying out to you. Don't know how much more I can take. See, I decided that I cried my last tears yesterday. Either I'm gonna trust. Don't make it better, no way. See, I decided that I cried my last tears.